AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Senate's Republican leader is blocking an immediate push by Democrats for a vote on President Trump's demand that Americans get bigger coronavirus relief checks. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Pressure is growing on the GOP after the president spent days insisting on boosting the checks from $600 to $2,000. The House voted overwhelmingly yesterday to do that. But on the Senate floor, Mitch McConnell blocked the Democrats' demands for an immediate vote.
Give Americans this money.
As Massachusetts' Ed Markey and others insisted, a Senate willing to spend hundreds of billions on defense also can help citizens afford food.
That is a moral failure for our country.
Even as more GOP senators said they'll back the bigger checks, McConnell gave almost no indication of his plans. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The two Senate Republicans from Georgia, Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, say they will vote yes for the bigger checks. Both are involved in runoff elections next week. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris received a coronavirus shot today.
Barely felt it.
Harris encouraged everyone to get the vaccine. Clinicians had to discard about 500 doses of the Moderna vaccine after vials were kept unrefrigerated for too long at a hospital in Wisconsin. The state prison system in Ohio says a death row inmate, Romel Broom, who survived an attempt to execute him by lethal injection in 2009, died of possible complications of the coronavirus. A Boeing 737 MAX jet left Miami International Airport with 100 passengers on board for the aircraft's first U.S. commercial flight since faulty sensor readings contributed to two deadly crashes in 2019. This is AP News. Drive-in movies have made a comeback during the pandemic because of social distancing. In the Philippines, there is a float-in cinema.
Just wow. And it's a different type of movie that you're gonna ride a boat. Ride a gondola, then watch a movie on the canal.
Timothy Tan got in a gondola and watched a movie at a Venice-themed open-air mall in Manila, run by Tefal Pesajan Valentino's company.
Filipinos have reached a point already that they have realized that, hey, this pandemic is here. And we have to stop being afraid of it.
Slots for each screening are very limited, with only 5 gondolas available for its first run. Kay Cueva tried it.
Although it's a new normal, we might as well embrace it. We had fun.
Only 2 people are allowed per boat, making a total of 10 people per screening. Every gondola is disinfected before and after each viewing. Food and drinks can be delivered by the gondoliers. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.